When I glance down aisle number 4, I do a double take, because just when I was about to give up, there she is. For a second, I watch as she methodically checks the inventory of coffee pods in front of her, and I can't help but notice she's just as focused on her work here as she is when she's at the gym. I like that. A lot. It shows great character and only solidifies my instincts about her. She's a good person and a hard worker, and someone I'd like to know more than just in the confines of a gym. Although, she doesn't seem to get worked up here like she does at the gym. It's pretty common for a workout to bring out strong emotions in people. But I was still caught off guard when it happened with Willow the other night. I think the difference between her and others I've witnessed that happen to is those people let their emotions out. They welcomed the release. Willow seemed to fight as hard hiding her feelings as she did the punching bag. I'm no shrink, but I know she has some things to work out, and I'd like to be the one she trusts with those things, if she'd let me. Counting K-cups, eh? I ask, a few feet away, not wanting to startle her. Willow's pencil stops mid-air, but she doesn't turn to look at me.
Just another glamorous night at the pig. Chuckling, I step closer, eyeing her carefully. How have you been? She blows out a breath before finally facing me. Did you come here to check on me? Pressure me back into the gym?
Whoa. I hold up my hands and narrow my eyes at her.
What's this about pressuring you? Willow, that was never my intent. I thought you were enjoying the sessions, but maybe I was wrong. You haven't been at the gym in a few days, so I thought I'd check in with you, since I was already here shopping.
I can tell by the tightness in her jaw and the way she draws her full lips into a straight line that she wants me to leave her alone. I've witnessed this display enough now that I'm starting to read her body language. But I want her to know she doesn't scare me. I can take her cold shoulder and her tough exterior. Growing up in a gym that catered to boxers and fighters with four brothers who never cut me a break, I learned how to handle every situation that was thrown at me. And I'm no stranger to fighting for what I want, whether that's freedom to forge my own path or the last carton of Bluebell. It might come as a surprise to most, but I've got just as much Erickson in me as any of my brothers, and even though I don't put it all out there in a ring in front of hundreds and thousands of people, I can scrap with the best of them. I've never wanted to fight for a girl before, but Willow is bringing things out in me that I never knew existed. And as with anything else in my life, I'm just rolling with it. So before giving her the space she's silently asking for, I give it one more try.
I'm not trying to push your boundaries, Willow. I get that you've got some shit going on in your life that you're not ready to talk about. But when you're ready, I'll be here. I'd like to be your friend, if you'll let me. If you don't want me to be, that's cool too. But don't let that keep you from the gym. I'll even forfeit the privilege of being your trainer, if need be. But I think the sport needs a fresh breath of air, like Willow Bernard. And I think you need it too.
Willow hangs her head with her eyes closed, and I just stand there, watching her, waiting for her to dismiss me.
I'm sorry. She clears her throat before looking at me again. I'm really stressed right now, and I took it out on you, when you have nothing to do with it. Fuck, why do I have the sudden urge to hold her? My arms are vibrating with the need to wrap around her and pull her to me. But I know she doesn't want that, and I shouldn't either, so I try to push the thoughts as far back in my brain as I can. Sounds like you could use some pizza and a workout, I offer. Scratch that. How about a workout, then some pizza instead? No one needs to puke tonight. She gives me a small smile, and I consider that a win. I mean, it's practically a KO where Willow is concerned. Yeah, okay, she finally says, shaking her head slightly as if she's as much in disbelief as I am that she's agreeing to this spur-of-the-moment invite. I get off in an hour. Is that too late to stop by the gym? Absolutely not. Come by whenever you're ready. I give her a wink to let her know all is forgiven, then head for the frozen food section.
Instead of two, I buy three pizzas.